Always uncomfortable in front of the cameras, Chief Diaz joked about finding himself in front of them to announce his retirement.
I'm going to make this a short press conference because you know how much I love doing these.
But Diaz will be remembered for more than his media shyness. The police department is currently under a court order to reform its policing practices. There have been a number of high-profile cases since Diaz took charge of the department 4 years ago. There was the killing of woodcarver John T. Williams by a patrol officer. There was the video showing two officers stomping on a Latino man and uttering a racial slur. And there was the patrol car video where you heard the officer telling an African-American man that he could make things up to charge him with. But Diaz took pains to point out the positive things that have happened on his watch, community policing initiatives, and the solving of some horrendous crimes.
Think about the South Park murder and rape. Our Greenwood arson, the assassination of Officer Tim Branton, all those were solved incredibly quickly, and that was because of the work of the men and women of this department and the work with the community.
Diaz was the city's first minority police chief. His family came to the U.S. from Mexico, and English was his second language. He says he's proud of his 36 years on the Seattle Police Force. He says he and his wife, who's a police detective, planned that he would retire at some point this year, and this seemed like as good a time as any. Assistant Police Chief Jim Pugel will be interim chief when Diaz leaves next month. The city plans to launch a national search for a permanent replacement. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.